Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is The Potter and the Clay, Remade for His Glory. Let's go down to the potter's house. Carrying makeshift placards, protesters march up and down the streets, proclaiming their right to live as they please. To spite the God of the Bible, they glamorize, legalize, and rationalize sin. God is the creator of heaven and earth. He fashioned this world on His terms and created man in His image. Whether we like it or not, He has established the moral code, the parameters of natural affection, and the path to redemption. Nevertheless, people continue to rebel against God's order and question His motives. Romans 9:20. Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? We can ask God a million questions, but the truth remains. He is the potter, and we are the clay. In fact, we were created for His pleasure, and that is exactly what human pride can accept. Though fearfully and wonderfully made, many loathe the potter who designed them and seek freedom from accountability. Rather than submit to God, they become slaves to sin, falling for the enemy's promises of autonomy, pleasure, and prosperity. Indeed, the devil is tricky, and he's deceived people from the very beginning. What is the devil's go-to lie? Here it is. God restricts human beings. He limits their potential. So humans should break free from His constraints and be like gods themselves. In the Old Testament, God uses a pottery metaphor to warn against Israel's disobedience. If His people didn't turn from wickedness, He certainly had the power to bring the nation down instantly. To illustrate the severity of His reprimand, He commanded the prophet Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. Jeremiah 18:1-10. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom to pluck it up, and to pull down, and to destroy it? If that nation, against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. The house of Israel pridefully walked after their own evil devices, sinning against God, who was more than able to destroy them at will. God didn't excuse Israel's sins, and He won't excuse ours. Today, we must also heed this dire warning from the omnipotent God. We can live in sin and rebellion, march, protest, and even change laws, but God's worldview is the only one that matters. A pot never tells the potter how to work the wheel. The pottery metaphor beautifully extends to the New Testament. Notice that the vessel became spoiled in the potter's hands. Then he remade it. This foreshadows God's plan of salvation for all who believe. Though we were conceived in sin and shaped in iniquity, God remakes us through the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. The potter has always had a plan of reconciliation. He reworks, refashions, and redeems us for His glory. The enemy tries to convince us that God keeps us in the dark, confining us with overbearing rules and limiting our intellect and capabilities. Truthfully, though, the devil keeps us in the dark, while Jesus brings us into the marvelous light. In God, there's liberty, not confinement, for he has set us free from the bonds of sin. Even more, while worldly knowledge is fleeting, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Surely, the enemy hopes we waste our lives protesting instead of exposing his lies. 2 Timothy 2:20 and 21. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Once we turn off the bullhorns of rebellion, strife, bitterness, and hatred, once we drop the prideful placards and turn to God, we will see that the potter indeed loves us. He knew us before we were born and gave his son so that we could have eternal life. The potter made us for a purpose, to be useful vessels of honor. Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, we march, but we march under the banner of God's love in Christ Jesus. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for weekly podcast episodes and good news. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your family and friends. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.